Okay, have any of you seen Nosferatu yet?
No.
The synopsis is just basically about a toxic ex-boyfriend with whom Lily Rose dated a long time ago in her youth comes back to with her new relationship and her husband Thomas and won't stop until she gives it up one more time. And yeah. So like all the memes are coming out like because she also talks to him or he talks to her like telepathically, you know, like her mind, like possessing it. And it's basically like text messages of just like he's saying like you would only think of me from here, and it's just like what would you do if I was there? how many donuts can you stack on it? Essentially, yeah, the whole thing. All right, here we go. We are ready.
All right.
We are going to start in down to 5, 4, 3, 2.
What's up, everybody? This is the Red Band Podcast, your source for all film and TV related news and topics. I am your host, Anthony King, and of course, with me tonight is my co-host,
Adrian G. Fuentes.
And you know him, sitting as usual in our control room is our technical director, Mike Cards.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone, man. 2025 is here. It's the new year, new time, new beginnings, man.
Oh, yes.
And what a year to start off with these freaking LA wildfires,
everything,
man.
Everything just burning.
Everything just burning down to the ground.
I mean, this could be technically a good omen. I don't really want to say that because
the reset. Let's be honest. We have been asking for like a hard Hollywood reset, but come on. We weren't talking about this.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm not hoping for this in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, the last time we had like at least like a good solid year, like, oh, you know, it's a good year. We're starting the decade right. We got a complete shutdown.
Yeah, that's true.
So we start off shit, maybe.
I mean, damn.
Maybe.
When I said I wanted Hollywood to burn down to the ground, I wasn't being literal.
I just meant to like, let's start over.
Let's just start over, you know, financially, new plans, new CEOs,
Wipe it clean.
Not burn the whole bitch down physically with fire.
What's that video, Adrian, that you found of just like...
It's an AI video of just...
Oh, it's an AI video?
Yeah, it's an AI video.
Okay.
I looked into it. I was like, oh, damn.
They lied. Wait, for what video?
Okay. It was the one with the fire behind the Hollywood sign.
Oh, okay, that one. Yeah, no. We've looked. The Hollywood sign is actually fine. I was hoping it was going to burn down because, come on, fuck. That shit needs to be... burned down and renovated.
Let's be honest, though. It would just be an LED sign if we did.
Yeah. Still would have been better. Have you seen the Hollywood sign? How terrible condition it's in.
Yes. I mean, like, overall, it would be great to, like, restore it or tear it down and just, like, make it, you know, better.
No. They need to tear it down and, rebuild it.
Not just glue it together every time.
I mean, at this point, it's a national landmark.
Yeah, but all they do is make a trip to Home Depot, get a few sheets, hammer it in. All right, we're good.
That's true.
It's like being put together with like paper, like glue and paper tape, like
just paper mache.
paper mache, and, like clips and shit like that.
Paper and just yeah. I feel you. It's cosmetic.
Yeah,
it's cosmetic.
It's barely holding together.
But if we were to actually tear it down and put something new, it would be an LED sign. And then it would be like Hollywood brought to you by, and then show all the fucking advertising.
I'm just saying, like, we could spend the money. You know how we have that opening with the 20th Century Fox sign, you know, choo choo, choo choo, and the spotlights and all that shit? Step up your game, man. Let's get the Hollywood sign looking like that.
Hey,
that would involve effort.
I'll throw my hat in as well as bring back the old Hollywood land sign.
Okay.
Why not bring that one back?
I see you.
Yeah?
Hollywood land.
Yeah.
What was the reason that it was shortened down to Hollywood?
I think the sign just fell down.
And they were like, oh, fuck it. You know what? Actually, looks kind of good.
It looks better. We're just Hollywood now.
You know, it just rolls off the tongue. Hollywood. Yeah, you know, it's less drag on the vowels. You know, it's nice.
But yes, our main topic tonight, of course, is going to be covering over the LA wildfires and what's going on with that whole situation. But first, of course, we got our smaller film news topic. So let's just jump right into that.
Let's do it.
All right. First, what we have here, Netflix is telling its writers to dumb down its shows since its viewers are on their phones. So basically what Netflix executives have apparently been telling its writers is they need to specifically have their characters announce what they're doing and when they're doing it. Because what they are claiming is a lot of people aren't actually watching their shows. They're either, you know, cooking, cleaning, reading a book, doing something else, but they're just listening to shows in the background. So they want to dumb down the content even further so they can understand. It's basically they're trying to treat it like an audiobook. You see what I'm saying?
That's dumb.
Yeah, I hate that because I gauge how good a show is by how often I look at my phone.
Yeah.
And there's only been like a handful of shows or movies where I don't even pick my phone at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So most of the time, I just like a quick glance and back down. But if it sucks, I'm like the entire time just like...
If it's not a good show, you're not paying attention.
No.
Yeah.
But still, so the idea of like where they're going to have to like, I got to get this cup right now and take a drink.
It's like they're all explaining.
What if there's like a dramatic moment where it's just like, damn it, Jesse, I told you never talk to him again. I'm walking out the room in a huff.
No. So actors have to basically express their stage lines.
Yes.
On their script stage lines. They actually have to say.
They're going to do that in one scene from Black Dynamite.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Let's see if I find that clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the stage directions, yes. Right? Yeah.
Excuse me, brothers. Milton turned startled. I walked in.
So you one of them sneaky brothers, huh? Or maybe you an undercover pig. Or maybe you just a federal hitman.
If I was, you cats would already be dead. Well, let me speak to the man in charge.
Sarcastically, I'm in charge.
That's what we're gonna
get. That's what we're gonna get. That's basically what we're gonna get.
I gotta watch that movie again, dude. It's so fucking good. Sarcastically. I was reading the whole script.
That's basically what they're gonna have. That's what actors are basically gonna have to do.
Yeah, like it's even James Mangold,
mm-hmm.
director of Logan. You know, he's done other stuff, director of Logan. But he went on kind of like, I don't want to say a tyrant. Tyrade, is that what the word?
Yeah, a tyrade.
Tyrade.
Yeah.
But he basically talked about how, like, in a quote, he said, constantly catering the lowest common denominator keeps us stunted from any actual social growth. And saying, if a show is written to be half watched, I will be full turning it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because it's like, why are you so afraid of creating also an artistic piece and afraid to have a scene without dialogue? And just focus on what you're seeing.
And we already have content for you to really not pay attention to. It's reality TV.
Pretty much.
Yeah, reality
TV.
That's
always back, you know.
Or old sitcoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, we are one step away from actually having Subway Surfer play next to the screen.
Yeah.
Or on the screen or next to the side of whatever show or movie you're watching. I wouldn't be surprised that it would be in a movie theater.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
And be like, oh, now I can finally watch. Like, no, you're just fucking brain rot.
But yes, that's apparently where things are moving forward with Netflix and, of course, streaming writing content. We got to dumb it down for the audience because, of course, they're not just going to sit down and watch the show. They got to do more than things.
I understand if you're okay. That concept, I understand if you're doing it for teen shows or kid shows, because I mean, obviously you've seen like your nephew or anything
else
handled like three devices at once.
Yeah,
you know, and able to pay attention to all three of them at the exact same time. So for that, I get it. But for adults, don't do that. I mean, like what's it called, a secret level?
Yeah,
had almost no dialogue.
Yeah,
and it kept people
engaged
into that. Yeah,
so it was great. At this point, but we also can't blame Netflix for this because the reason they have to make this is because
attention span has really lowered.
Yes.
People's attention span has not improved whatsoever in the last, it's gotten worse in the last couple of years. So they got to create content that can match people's attention span.
Yeah. So let's be honest. It's your guys' fault. let's be real. You know, you guys are getting dumber. Says Mike into the microphone.
Yeah. Alright, but what we have here for our next topic, Disney, Warner Bros. Discovery, and Fox pull the plug on Venue Sports. That's right, Venue Sports has been canceled. It's no longer happening.
This was a trip.
This was a trip, because man, we were talking about this for a couple episodes. Yes. This was going to change how sports was going to be streamed and redistributed amongst like different platforms, but
yes,
apparently that what was it? It was Tubi or was it Fubi?
It was
Fubu. Fubu is the one who first initiated that lawsuit, and it sounds like now they're really backing off now.
No. I'm not surprised, honestly.
I don't think it's so much them backing off, it's that them getting involved. Fubu is getting involved. They signed. So what was signed was a deal with Hulu and Fubu,
Hulu is Disney owned.
To join together into this business venture to host sports.
So it's just what it sounds like is it's not really a full cancellation of Venue Sports. It's now reworking itself to include Fubo TV.
Because here in the article from Variety, right here, it even says that the decision surfaces after Disney agreed to take a stake in the Fubo streaming service and fold its Hulu Live TV service into it. And a quote from them, after careful consideration, we have collectively agreed to discontinue the Venue Sport joint venture and not launch the streaming service. They also said, in an ever-changing marketplace, we determined that it was best to meet the evolving demands of sports fans by focusing on existing products and distribution channels. We are proud of the work that we have been done on Venue to date and grateful to the Venue staff whom we will support through the transition period. So
wait, but does Warner Brothers and Fox have any stake in Hulu? Because it sounds like they just cut out those two people and signed a deal with Fubo.
That's a good question.
But it does say as well that Fubo agreed to end its antitrust case against Venue.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that means Fubo was put a case against them.
But what about Warner Brothers and Fox? Are they still included in this deal, or were they just pushed to the side and now it's just a Disney who owns mostly Hulu along with Fubo?
Here's another part of it saying that Disney actually agreed to buy 70% stake in the company of Fubo. And which will sell both of its own namesake services as well as the live TV product currently available via Disney Hulu. So Disney is absorbing Fubo.
Okay.
So it's pretty much pulling like the thing.
But still doesn't say like exactly what's going to happen with Warner Brothers and Fox with this deal, though.
I think this is just another way for them to.
Because that just sounds like Disney is going to get more sports content.
That's a good
point. Yeah, but it sounds like they're just trying to avoid
the lawsuit, of course. Yeah.
The antitrust lawsuit for having a monopoly, because this would absolutely.
It would have. It definitely would have created a massive monopoly within sports streaming. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's why I said I'm not surprised that they decided just to cut it, because I think they realized as well, you know, behind the scenes, like if we went through with this, they would be screwed completely.
Yeah,
I miss watching sports on cable.
Those days are gone, my friend. Those days are gone.
I miss when you were just like, "Hey, yo, it's on channel 12." Got it.
You know? Yeah. Now I've like, where's the game playing? Let me look it up. It's gonna be on Hulu. Okay, let's watch it.
Yeah, which service is it?
Which gonna be on?
Oh, damn! It's on Hulu Live.
Damn it.
Shit. All right. Just do it with your email. We'll get a free trial run. I already used my email.
Oh, yeah. That shit all over again. Right.
Who's got a new email? And then you got to create a new email.
All right. So our last bit of film news before we hit our main topic. This is actually a pretty big one. We have anime piracy going off the rails to the point that we have one site that's having more traffic than Disney Plus.
Oh, not only Disney Plus, they're having more than Disney Plus,
Peacock,
Crunchyroll, Peacock, NBC streaming platform, and GitHub.
Mm-hmm.
Or GitHub, whatever.
GitHub. Yeah.
They're having more than them combined. This is monthly, by the way.
That's insane how massively anime piracy has been skyrocketing. And it doesn't sound like they're going to do anything with these websites.
I mean, from what I've read so far, there really isn't anything they can do, because so long, especially if in the US, they can keep going so long as they just change the name of their website.
Yeah, because that is a constant thing. You have like here with highanime.2, it used to be .co, .com, .org. You see, like it kept rotating its IP because, I mean, it's
end tag, because that's all you can really do at the end of the day. You can just change that out, have that up, and it's still going to take a while for your ISP to figure that out and shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to put that into context, just last November, a record of over 330 million viewers were seen that month on this website.
And how many subscribers does like Disney Plus have?
Definitely not that many. I want to say, what, 20 million? I think that was the last time we saw.
No, they got up. I think they were like around 80 million.
Let me see.
When it last went up, but still nowhere near those numbers. Does that even beat out Netflix numbers? 331 million?
It's gotta.
Because I think Netflix is in the 200 millions.
Disney has 158.6 million subscribers.
Yeah.
And then what would you say? Netflix?
Netflix subscribers.
283 million.
That even beat out Netflix, man.
Dude, that's massive numbers.
That is huge numbers for piracy, man.
Yeah. And the thing is that with all these animation studios that are complaining for transparency because they want to know where everyone's heading over for these websites. So they're pressuring Google from Toei, Viz Media, Funimation, which is currently Crunchyroll. They wanted complete visibility on where everyone was going, right? And what sites people are watching their products on. And they filed over 11 billion takedown requests to Google last year for their products to be taken down off illegal websites.
And of course, Google's not going to do anything about that.
There's nothing they can do. So far, Japan has been able to work with Korea and Brazil in terms of taking down these illegal websites and even using a way to try and implement AI to monitor these websites so they can be flagged more quickly and be taken down more quickly. And
I'm sorry, they changed. Have better security protections on your website. Yeah. Didn't we have like last year where both Netflix and Crunchyroll had a massive data breach?
Yes.
Where a shit ton of their shows were early released. It was Dantadan, Terminator Zero, like a whole bunch of content was early release on sites like High Anime.
And that was that, I think that was that November, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. And the rising support for these illegal sites from fans are growing to the point to where it's becoming alarming to all these studios.
We're coming back into a day of like the age of piracy. It's coming back all over again.
Yeah, because like again, it's the idea of you don't want to pay for, you know, four different subscribers.
Yeah.
Four different services and just to watch one or two shows and that's it.
Yeah. So rather than trying to break up your content over multiple streaming services to try and get the most amount of your money, fans are tired of it. And they're going to go to a place where it's illegal. And didn't we discuss that how like now movie studios are aware that people are recording their movies in theaters?
And it's like when it came to Deadpool and Wolverine, the studio understood it couldn't stop that. We were seeing a lot of clips of that movie on YouTube.
Even on TikTok.
And on TikTok everything.
TikTok is notorious for that.
They just couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
And we're getting to the age where like no one cares anymore.
Yeah. And that's what happens when all your shit becomes... At least from my understanding, is that if you have something that's more and more expensive and you limit it to certain demographics of fans, the other demographics of fans that you're not selling it to or pricing out are going to find illegal ways to get that product.
Now, do you think because this is happening really like intensity with like anime, do you think this is going to transition over to like standard American television shows, movies and stuff where you can see like a higher rate of piracy increasing? Because what it sounds like is a lot of the anime doesn't have as much protections as we have with like TV shows to keep the content from being stolen.
I think it has to do with the actual where it's coming from, which is Japan. So they have a completely different system. But piracy is up on, you know, from our end as well. But we will start, I'm pretty sure we'll start seeing more of those like the, I want to say Netflix shows, but maybe like... like Hulu and, you know...
Well, because I think not a lot of people do care on that regard. Because like the highest rate of piracy I usually saw in like high popular shows. Like when Game of Thrones was out and in its peak, I saw piracy of that show skyrocket.
That made sense because it's an HBO show. Yeah. You know, those... That's what I'm saying. That everything other than Netflix, I see piracy on. Because everyone... Unfortunately, everyone has Netflix.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to have a piracy for that streaming service.
Like I'm not seeing anybody try and pirate The Rookie.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Yeah.
Like no one's like, damn, I really wanted to watch Rookie season 4. You
know? That's true. They don't have like high popular hitting shows like that anymore.
But like Apple, you know, Apple, Peacock, wherever the other ones, you know.
Like, damn, if only I had the Ted Lasso on DVD, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not seeing that.
No, it makes sense why we're pirating, you know, we were pirating the Funimations, the High Dive and stuff like that.
But so
Crunchyroll,
But it makes sense being that the anime, the shift of anime need or what's that? I'm thinking of another word. Not
demand.
Demand. Mm-hmm. The shift for anime demand was so tremendous this past 4 years going into 2025 to the point to where it's like, yeah, like fans want it now.
Yeah, they're not going to wait. They don't want to wait anymore.
Yeah. Yes. And as well as like I had or I well, I have Crunchyroll. But as well, there's other shows that are not on there. Mm-hmm. And it's something that maybe because, you know, you also have other shows that are on other either streaming services or they're not available for streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to, you know, people are like, screw it. Might as well just pirate the entire thing.
That's very true. That's absolutely very true. But damn, yeah, I do see piracy going even further than this and getting way out of control until like the federal government's gonna have to do something about it. It's gonna get to that point where we're gonna go back to the theaters and then we're gonna see those commercials again. Yes. You wouldn't steal.
You wouldn't steal money from your mom's purse. So why would you steal a movie?
No, the other one's called You Wouldn't Download a Car. You wouldn't download.
You're gonna start seeing those ad campaigns again. Those campaigns are gonna come back. I guarantee you.
I don't think so. I think we're way past those things now.
I think so.
I think unfortunately the way I don't think Hollywood has that pull no more where it's just they like where they ask the government. It's like it's more like they ask the
see, I don't think that's a Hollywood thing. I think it'll be a government thing implementing their own content into Hollywood where like, hey, you gotta place these ads we made.
You know,
I don't know. We'll see what happens. But
I mean, if there's suddenly overnight a shift of like, hey guys, we own almost all the content out there. Let's just make it all cheaper and just like subsidize all of our stuff. You know, we don't have to merge everything. Let's make it like $3.99 and then unlimited access, no ads. Let's go. Let's do that.
Yeah, that's going to take another Luigi.
Yes, exactly. That's going to take like four Luigi.
And a Mario.
And a Mario. And maybe like a Wario.
Okay.
But Wario's like domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would have to have that type of shift for them to be like, you know what? Maybe what we're doing isn't working. Let's step back. But no, it's going to be like, let's double down and make shit more illegal.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break from our sponsor. And when we get back, we're going to cover our main topic, which is the LA wildfire. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with you guys. And we are back. Covering over our main topic tonight, we have the LA wildfires. Holy shit. It is pretty crazy out there going on right now. Like I said, every year in the last couple of years, January, the first month, always have to pop something off.
And it happens to be this.
And this year, of course, happened to be Hollywood and LA literally burning down.
Yeah. Over 179,000 people being told to evacuate with even the Pacific Coast Highway.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, what, how many different fires? You have the Sunset fires, the Hollywood Hill fires, the Palisade fires. Like, it's like five or six different fires happening all at once.
Seven Pacific, Palisade, Malibu, Pasadena. I think the West Hills, West Hills fire, and now the Hollywood Hills.
Mm-hmm. Each one of them over 1,000 acres.
Yeah. I know that there was a, I don't know if that's 100% true, but somebody was arrested in one of the fires.
Really?
In one of the, it's a suspect of arson. And then another one for, I think for like West Hills or something. So two different people for something. I don't know if that's 100%. It's just suspects.
What I was hearing with the Palisade fires apparently started with someone actually having a bonfire in the backyard during the high wind season. So you know how we get the Santa Ana winds and everything? That's what I was hearing with the Palisade fire, how that happened.
I heard, I mean, the same thing, but it was a fire pit. I mean,
fire pit? Yeah, yeah.
Same thing. But yeah, high winds, which it wouldn't surprise me, but people don't surprise me.
Got over 5,000 structures, homes burned down to the ground.
Entire neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Like the amount of, it's unprecedented how quickly this fire moved to the point to where it burned down as many neighborhoods as it did.
I mean, have you seen the building structures in LA?
Yeah, they are pretty compact.
They're compact. Yeah. They're built together. I mean, what LA has that rule where any buildings like before 86, 83, they don't need to be up to code all the way. Like stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those in that area was built during the 50s.
So you got to remember, like, some of those houses aren't built how they are now to withstand fire, damage, rain, all that stuff. We have a lot of old buildings in LA.
It's crazy how many condos we're going to get now. I mean, what a coincidence, right? Like, damn.
I'm not going to fall into that whole conspiracy
thing. into that whole thing.
I'm not about to fall into that one because I have to hear that every single time about any fire is like, no, the government's behind this.
The government. The liberals are controlling the weather.
But it's pretty crazy, though, how this all came about and how fast these fires spread. And now all of Hollywood, all of LA is just locked down shut. They even have like curfew laws going out right now.
Yeah. Yep. Like fiance's younger brother, he goes to college out there. Mm-hmm. He had to, well, they weren't told to leave, but classes were canceled.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And they were saying, hey, we recommend that you go home. Like if you live out of the area, we recommend you go home because it's just like the ash and smoke
that's everything. Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's nuts. How many people have been evacuated? How many people have been affected by it?
Yeah.
And how Hollywood is being affected by it now.
Hollywood has not been getting a break these last couple of years. Ever since the strikes, really. Ever since COVID,
COVID.
The last it's just
4 years.
Constantly, constantly downhill for them. And it's always something upsetting the production.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, do you think these fires are going to actually reach studios, though?
No, I don't think it might reach studios because it's not that close to Culver City, which is Culver City has a lot of independent studios there.
Yeah.
It's just you're going to get a lot of, I don't know, like it's, I don't think it affects studios. It's just right now, it's just the air quality itself is affecting filming.
Got it.
Yeah. But as for like, will affect like an actual direct studio, maybe one or two of them. But even then, we're talking about independent studios.
Yeah.
You know, privately owned studios. Now we're not talking about like Warner Brothers or Universal, because I think Universal is like still like 10 miles away from the following. Because
This has been affecting some actors' homes.
Yes.
And celebrities' homes, which I do feel bad because have you seen social media lately with like James Wood coming out crying he lost his home and valuables and stuff, and people are just tearing this guy apart.
Yeah, it's affected a lot of people and with this mixed with the Santa Ana winds, I mean, LA is just fuck. Yes.
And as well as another thing that people actually are not even thinking about right now, obviously, you know, it's a tragedy, but there is a lot of events coming up to LA, major events coming up.
Yes. That
how this is going to affect it, we don't know just yet. You know, you have the Los Angeles Sail Grand Prix, which is in March of this year. The U.S. Women's National Team versus Brazil, which is soccer in SoFi in April. But in 2 years, we have FIFA.
FIFA, man.
We have the NBA All-Star on 2026.
The Olympics.
The Olympics, Super Bowl on the 27.
We have a lot in LA happening.
For the next decade, we have a lot of events coming up.
So this really has set us back.
It could set us back financially. Obviously, landmarks, because people are coming to LA to see. When they come to the events, they're going to want to go see landmarks. They want to go see, you know, Santa Monica Pier. They want to go to the Hollywood Hills. They want to go, you know.
It's going to be like at Disneyland. You just see fences up where the burns are and it's just coming soon.
Yeah. I mean, shoot.
They're just going to block it off. Watch. They're just going to block off the areas that got burned and just pretty everything else up.
So essentially, after this, essentially they have 1 year to get everything going.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That's what they have to do. They have 1 year to start repairing, because in 2 years all the major events start coming in.
I mean, at least you got studios like Disney and Paramount donating to LA to for fire relief to at least help with some of the reconstruction. No,
that's actually one thing that we'll say that's good so far, that a lot of other companies are stepping forward to help with the relief. They're helping out with they're donating right now.
All these companies got a lot of money. You can at least pay some back into the state that you reside in to help out.
You got food vendors that are also assisting and just feeding the workers, like the fire department and the wildfire fire, you know, everybody and first responders. So, I mean, if anything, this has kind of become like a joint effort in the LA area of just like,
we'll see if this actually brings together people in LA or not. Do you actually think so?
You know, actually, no, there was an actor in one of, God damn it, I gotta look him up. I gotta look him up right fucking now.
Yeah.
He's one of the actors in, I think it's like Three Men and a Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on, let me see.
Oh, the guy from Police Academy.
This guy, Steve Gutenberg.
Yeah,
Steve
yeah.
This dude, have you seen what he was doing?
No.
This dude, because like he was actually in the thick of it, he was telling news people, was like, hey, if there's anybody in here that left their cars, because people were leaving in a panic, so they left their cars on the freeway mm-hmm. and on the roads and shit like that. Like, if you're leaving your car, leave your keys so we can move them out of the way for like fire trucks and stuff like that. So he was out there moving cars, clearing the roads out of the way so that way fire trucks and first responders can get through to the fires.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, fucking go, Steve.
Oh, get in the thick of that shit. Help out.
Fuck it up.
Damn. Yeah, but do you, how far extensive, before we leave, how far extensive do you think these fires are going to take a toll on the city?
They're going to take a massive toll on financially, you know, because LA is a tourist. I mean, that's our thing. That's
Yeah.
Everything we do is for tourists, and it is going to set it back. But hopefully, you know, when it comes to rebuilding, you know, fixing things back up,
it can actually move fast and steadily.
And we might get 2 years of, you know, LA pride.
Right, I know.
Some of that, yeah.
This is our version of Boston.
Yeah.
This is our Boston.
Yeah.
We're going to get maybe 3 years because of the whole event's coming up. But
Netflix is just going to have a field day with the documentary series that they're about to release.
Can't burn down our pride.
LA strong.
Yeah.
That's so fucking terrible.
All right. We want to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode. I'm curious on your thoughts on tonight's topic. How you feel about the LA wildfires going out of control? You can leave a comment below if you're watching this on the Red Band Podcast YouTube channel for our listeners to discuss episode topics and various other film-related news. We put out episodes every Wednesday for our audio listeners and Fridays for those who like to watch our videos. For our audio listeners, you can find the Red Band Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Samsung Podcasts. And of course, I'll say again, you can watch our video format on our Red Band Podcast channel on YouTube. And before we fully close out, Mike Hassel's last end notes for you guys.
Yes, all the different ways you can be able to listen to us, including watching these episodes live as they're recorded on YouTube at youtube.com/theredbandpodcast. Look for the screaming microphone. Our audios usually come out every Wednesday around 5 a.m., videos Friday around same time, 5 a.m. And of course, all the ways you can listen to us, like if you're on the road or at the gym, or even if you're just driving in your car somewhere. Look for the Red Band Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Samsung Podcast, and iHeartRadio. And of course, we still have our Patreon account for those who wish to donate or subscribe to us. We'd really appreciate it because more subscribers equals more content. We enjoy doing these for you guys, and we'd really appreciate it. And that's all I got. I'm getting better and better at that.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys, you heard it from Mike. Please like, subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Later, taters.